Katie and X, the only new rock alternative. Good morning to you. I'm Cal Cagno, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I was born without an S. I physically have one. I do have the ability to use my butt. It is not really there most of the time. I did a video with Rusty, and you can find it on Facebook.com/Cal Cagno listeners. We did it about a month ago, and when I saw the video when it came back, I realized that my pants from the back look like I might have dropped the deuce in them because they're so saggy.
Might have?
Well, I didn't really drop a deuce in my pants. I just have the look of someone with the droopy drawers, and it's because I just legitimately don't have a butt. I just don't.
Just like Hank Hill.
Is that what he looks like?
Yeah, he's got just droopy pants.
So we were talking just sort of off air about different things that people can do for butts, and I just happened to Google butt pads, because I had heard about that you could actually get butt pads. And so we contacted the good people over at Bubbles Bodywear, and you can find them at lovemybubbles.com. And it turns out that they're mostly for women and that they make all sorts of shaping things. So they make, you know, underwear for women, they make underwear for men, including something called the Jackpot. Well, they found out that we were looking for them, they were looking for us, and they sent me a pair. Actually, four pair, because there's four of us in here, of something called the Jackpot. Now, this is padded underwear. And ding dong, you know you hit the jackpot when you don this very masculine and comfortable enhancing brief. What it basically is it's underwear that has pockets in the back for silicone pads that you could pop in there to make your butt look bigger.
And what was disgusting is you showed them to us this morning.
Yes, because I'm currently wearing them right this second.
But the sound it made when you threw it on the desk, producer Kyle and I both jumped back and went, ah!
And then I chased Rusty with it.
Oh, it was, we know it was still warm.
Yeah.
We know there was butt warmth on it.
Yeah, absolutely. There was definitely butt warmth. But I have them on right now, and I'll tell you, I took a before and after picture on Facebook.com/Cal Cagno listeners. We will also tweet it out from @Cal and Co. I'll tell you, there's an actual difference. I didn't use the front pad because of the fact that it made my jeans bulge a little bit too much, that it looked
unnatural.
Like, yeah, it looked unnatural, where the back, though, really fills it out. So I took a before and after picture. We'll post it on Facebook.com/Cal Cagno listeners. But don't take my word for it. We did want to talk to somebody who knows my butt better than anyone.
So we're going to get Cal's mom on the line.
No, we're going to get my wife on the line. We're going to get my wife, Wendy, on the line. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. So, last night we got the shipment of the butt pads, the jackpots from Bubbles Bodywear. Again, we'll hit it up their website again, lovemybubbles.com. Karen E. Jones, the CEO and founder, was nice enough to send us some. Now, you took a before and after picture, and you saw the difference. And as somebody who knows my butt, would you tell me if it's better or worse with the pads in there?
Much better. I will say that you do have the least amount of butt of anyone I've ever seen.
Now, Wendy, even with these pads, you know that there's that flat, flat butt underneath those. Does that kind of creep you out?
Well, have you touched it? Have you grabbed his butt?
No, I've chosen not to.
No, you should try it. It's pretty funny. It feels weird, but it looks really real.
So would you say that this would be something that you would suggest for other men out there that don't have butts?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to you wearing them more often.
Even with suit? No, okay, no, I wore it with shorts last night. We had a baseball game, and she told me I had to wear it out to the baseball game so she could get a good look at me. But as I talked about earlier, the game got canceled, so she didn't get a chance to look. Did it look better with jeans or with shorts?
Well, the shorts that you had didn't look that bad with your flat butt anyway. Where you look worse is with the jeans. We have tried several times to buy jeans that look right, but they always look droopy, no matter what.
Wendy, when he's naked, you know, in your bedroom, and you look and you see that butt, you're like, yeah. You know, is there disappointment?
Cal has a lot of really good attributes. There's a lot of great things about him as a person and physically. His butt is not one of his best features.
Wow. You know what she just basically said? You got a great personality. That's what she said.
She just wants to be friends after 11 years of marriage. She just wants to be friends.
I just think maybe you should wear that butt more often.
Okay, so you definitely like it.
I think it looks good, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you need the front part.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
She's sparing your feelings.
Yeah. Now, and we talked about this last night when I had it on. Like, I don't think this is really any different than someone who wears a padded bra, like a woman who wears a padded bra or wears, you know, there's a lot of butt enhancements on the website for women. I don't think that's that big of a deal, especially because for me, I'm married. So therefore, if she knows I'm wearing it, it's not like I met her at the club and then I come home and I, you know, totally disrobe and everything looks different.
Right. Absolutely. Is it hot? I was wondering that. Because that's when you're talking about padding your bra, that seems like it would be hot and sticky, especially if the one piece is silicone.
Yeah, no. The thing is, he threw it on the desk, it sounded sweaty.
Yeah, for the record, I don't know if you heard us when we were setting this whole thing up, but I did, in fact, chase Rusty with it today. I chased him with the silicone. And there is some different padding that you can put in there. Some of them are thicker than others. But as somebody who was born, as I said, without a butt and has never... I mean, even in my biggest, fattest days, when I got to be 260 pounds, I still did not... I only gained a gut. I never gained a butt.
So when people said, hey, fat ass, you're like, that's not me. I'm just fat.
Okay, so overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you give the Love My Bubbles, Bubbles Bodywear, would you give that a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Well, if a 10 is like your actual butt is like that, so when the pants were off, it was like that, I would give it 7.5.
Okay.
Okay, what is he rated without it?
Yeah, without it, you can tell the God's honest truth, believe me, we're not going to get in an argument later about this. What would you say my butt on a scale of 1 to 10 currently is without these pads on?
Maybe a 4?
maybe. Well, you're tall, so I'll give you a 4.
Oh, wow. Getting called out by your own wife. It feels good. It feels good.
Hey,
but either
it's only going to get worse with time. Wait till he's an old man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just white and pasty. Just even worse. At least I have the Dago olive skin, so I've got that going for me. She's not.
No,
she's
just
comment
crying.
That.
She's on the side of the room crying.
Yeah, she has no comment.
I said I do.
Wendy Cagno, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate the time, Wen. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Good luck, Wendy.
She's calling me out for that. Again, thanks to Karen E. Jones from Bubbles Bodywear. That's at lovemybubbles.com. You can go there right now. We are going to post the picture of on facebook.com/CalCagnolisters. Now, just for the record, we are going to post a picture with jeans on versus before
bare
and
ass.
After. Yeah, I'm not going to do bare ass. But, yeah, the jackpot is the one that I'm wearing right now. And as I told you guys, Kyle, we got 4 pairs. So we got 4 pairs. You're going to have one that was worn by nobody. You going to wear it?
I'm not going to wear it at all.
Really?
I do have to say something, though.
What?
Wendy sounds very sexy
on
there.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. If it doesn't work out between you two.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Look me up, Wendy. Look me up.
Y'all like it, Kyle. Kyle, ladies and gentlemen, 89X.
Cal and Company on 89X.